Raising women's voices, one story at a time. Welcome to the She Said Project Podcast. Welcome, friends and She Said fans. You are joining us here today on the She Said Project podcast. I am your host, Jeanette Jerzyk, National Director of the She Said Project. With me in studio,
Carrie Rosso, founder. And I just can't speak fast enough because I want to get to our guest who is 4'10" of awesome.
Are you talking about the incredible Donna Jones?
The one and only.
You know, we like to chat a little bit about what the She Said Project is in the show.
Nope.
No, not today.
No.
Today, it is all about
DJ.
DJ is in the house. Not just, I mean, she's live in the studio with us today.
Yes.
To talk about her experience in That's What She Said. She was in the Champaign-Urbana show in 2019. We cannot say enough amazing things about this woman. Let's just get her out here. Donna Jones, welcome to the She Said studio.
Oh.
How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, my God. You know what?
It's
my
awesome.
Day just got brighter and better because you are here. There are not enough good words in the English vocabulary to talk about Donna Jones, who she is in this community, who she is as a person, and what role she played in That's What She Said 2019. So, Donna, thank you for joining us today. We're here because we want to share stories like yours with a greater audience, with women, not just in our community, but across the globe, who can benefit from the women who, like you, have been bold and brave and shared their stories from the stage. Your story is incredibly unique and powerful. When we asked you to join us in the live production of That's What She Said, do you remember?
Yes.
Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, and I'm so honored. And I have really been remembering what happened that day.
Well, we talked a lot about what your story could be. And, you know, in your community of Champaign-Urbana, you are known as a powerhouse. You are a spitfire. You are, you know, no one can stop Donna Jones. You know, you're a volunteer minister. You're a pastor at Restoration Urban Ministries. You work tirelessly with the homeless in our community. You're known for your bubbly, energetic personality.
Well, funny. We were counting on you. Everyone says repeatedly, they'll say all these great things about you. And like, she is a stitch. She is so funny. And someone who likes to think they're funny, when someone else is funny, I always think, ooh, I bet they got stuff. I bet they got stuff. And boy, did you bring the stuff.
Cool. Hey, I'm not. I think that I'm funny. My husband says I'm not.
Well,
let's get her ass on the phone.
He doesn't know. But yes, I appreciate it. And I thank you because I was like around Restoration Urban Ministry. They think I'm funny, but I'm really not. I don't know how to be funny.
Well, it turned out that the story we uncovered during the journey of preparing for the show, it wasn't all that funny.
No, it was.
No. So, Donna, at That's What She Said 2019, you shared a very dark secret. Tell us why you felt ready to share your secret that night.
Well, first of all, I know that it was 40 years plus before I even mentioned it. I did tell my husband, but I didn't tell my siblings. But I felt God saying, I'm releasing you to let go. And that's what I did. I let go.
You know, I think
because I knew that God wanted me to plant it to other young girls.
And you being brave and sharing your story exactly did that, to open up the gateway for the hard conversations and for people to say, me too. And so let's go ahead and listen to your story from the 2019 Champaign-Urbana, That's What She Said, called The Elephant in the Room. Please join us in celebrating Miss Donna Jones.
Yes. I love elephants. I have elephant statues in my house, elephant photographs on my walls, elephant prints on my clothes. I wear elephant earrings. And I have an elephant cell phone case. My friends know it is a rare day that I do not have elephants on me somewhere. And no, I am not a Republican.
mountains have always brought me joy. They are just so big and strong, but yet such elegant creatures. I would own a real one if I could. In fact, one of the highlights of my life was when I got to ride a live elephant at the fairgrounds in California. My very first elephant was a gift from my auntie. I must have been around 14 years old. And I held on to that elephant and grew very possessive of my elephants through the years. I had a beautiful childhood and a beautiful family and a beautiful mother who lived to be 101 years old. I married the love of my life when I was 23 years old. And we have been together for 45 years. And raised 4 children. It sounds like a beautiful story of innocent young love, doesn't it? For most people, the story of getting married at 23 would be the beginning, the start of your lives together. But for me, it wasn't. I had already had 2 husbands, 4 children, and a lifetime of pain, confusion, secrets, and stories. There are things that happened to me that I never talked about, not to nobody. I couldn't tell my mother. I couldn't tell my siblings. It took me a long time to realize that my innocence was stolen from me, that what these men did to me was not okay. I didn't know about things that happened between grown men and women. I didn't know that these 2 men who I called uncles took advantage of 13-year-old girls like me. I didn't know. Then there were the boys I hung out with. They thought I was cool because I played sports like baseball. I climbed trees. I was one of them. I was 15 years old when I found out I was pregnant. It was a shock to my parents, but even more, it was a shock to me. No one had ever told me how girls get pregnant. No one had told me or taught me about the birds and the bees. No one had talked to me about being careful and that I shouldn't be alone with these men. He was 21 and I was 15. I didn't even know what was happening to me when I was alone with them, but there I was. One day I was climbing trees with the boys, and the next I was in the delivery room pushing out a baby girl. It was what it was. I was a mommy. And I had to figure out what was next. I got married at 17 and had 2 more babies. That husband didn't work out. I tried it again at 21. We had 1 baby together, and he didn't work out either. So by 23 years old, I was single and with 4 babies and a big secret. But I got blessed. I fell in love with this wonderful man who loved me and my children. At first, I didn't tell him anything. How could I? My secrets brought shame. It must have been my fault. I did things I was not proud of, but little by little, I grew in his love and found safety and protection. He loved me for me. And I was able to tell him, but just him. that one person who helped me carry my secret all these years. I buried my mother at the incredible age of 101, and even then, even after all that time had passed, she never knew. In fact, it took me 40 years to understand it all. It took me 40 years to be able to say the words. It took me 40 years to realize that I was raped. I was raped by men who I trusted. And I didn't even know what it was they were doing to me. But I know now. And I'm standing here almost 70 years old. Finally able and willing to speak my truth. So, my dear friends, I am sharing my secret out loud for the first time. For the first time with anyone besides my darling husband here tonight. I was taken advantage of many times. I was left alone with men who I was supposed to trust. I had a baby girl without even knowing how babies were made. I learned a lot since then. I learned to trust people, and I found my faith in the Lord. I made a decision long ago not to let life get me down. Yes, terrible, awful things happen. But what are you going to do? Go hide in the corner and chew on toilet paper? Not me. I am a truly happy person. I look in the mirror and I see 4 feet and 10 inches of fabulous. Whoa. I love God and my community, and I love people. I love to make people smile, and I don't let things get to me. I know that my love and light comes from the inside because I love me some me. And I truly, truly hope that by standing here today sharing my story, I can inspire someone, encourage anyone out there tonight who may have their own secrets. I know girls today may be like me, scared to come forward, even years later, because you are afraid of what people might think. I know for years I blamed myself. For years I felt the shame, but no more. It wasn't my fault, and it's not yours. Mothers, teachers, fellow women, please hear this. Talk to your girls. Educate young girls and how to keep themselves safe. Empower them to stand up for themselves and encourage them to speak their truth. Truth is power, even if it takes 40 years. Like I said, I got blessed. I found a strong, loving man to listen and be there for me, to be my partner and raise our children. He is larger than life. This man with his jolly smile and his big old round belly. He's my rock, my safety. Sometimes I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to rub his belly. and ask him, when is the baby due? Because it makes us laugh. And laughter is like medicine. Maybe that is why I started loving elephants so many years ago. They were big, strong, and made me feel safe. And that is what I needed to get through. These giant, peaceful creatures became my symbol of hope. And that is something no person on this earth can take away from me. Hope lives in your heart and in your soul. And where there is hope, there is a way forward. Amen.
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 Amen, Miss Donna. Now that your secret is out, and that was the first time you spoke about your truth in front of anyone in over 40 years, tell us a little bit about the experience and then some of the reactions that you got from friends and family in the community.
Wow. It was overwhelming. It was almost like my children had not ever heard that story. And my oldest is 54. She had never heard it. And it was like, Mom, why didn't you tell us? You know, Mom. And then everybody's crying and boo-hooing. And I'm just like, well, it wasn't for me to tell it. And they said, Mom, you were so wonderful. If we had known, you know, it would have been smothering kisses. Mm-hmm. I told them, and when I told them, they heard the real me. It wasn't something that I was saying in front of somebody to impress them or to a doctor. I'm acting like this because I need help. It was because they needed to know. And that was the most powerful thing for me, because they needed to know how I felt and what I went through, that I protected them from. And that sent me high up in the air. That sent me like, God, you did this at the right time, you know. And they swarmed around me all, you know, until my daughter went back to California. And they were like, I can't see how you went through that by yourself. I said, I didn't. I had God and I had my precious husband.
He has been your rock all these years.
Yes, yes. And he's still my rock. Hey, anyway.
He's a good man.
Yes, good man. I'm so blessed to have him, because he took me through. He helped me through. Mm-hmm. I do want to say this, because I know people saw the elephants. I took and put the elephants before him. You know, they were so strong to me, because I know that I needed help, but he was right there. He was really my help. And so I just gave it all to him, and we cried together.
I mean, I believe the elephants were symbolic.
Oh, my goodness.
They were something in your life that you could turn to for comfort, mm-hmm, and for, mm-hmm, safety and security. And you held on to the secret, mm-hmm, for over 40 years in an act of selflessness. Like you said, you wanted to protect your children, your family. Your mother never knew.
No.
And by boldly sharing the story, we live in a different time now where we encourage young girls to stand up for themselves and to speak for themselves, yes, and to be brave enough to say no when they're faced with an awkward or uncomfortable situation.
But the beautiful thing is, last week in the newspaper, it was like every day for 4 straight days, there was a story that on similar lines. And I was so grateful. I kept thinking back to in your piece when you had a call to action to parents, teachers, pastors, teach your girls, teach them, empower them. Times have changed, but these are issues, mm-hmm, that are still prevalent and damaging. Mm-hmm. And I loved that you gave that to people that night.
I had an incident just recently about, that's what she said, because a lady was going through, and she didn't really know me because she wasn't there. And she said, you talk like this lady at the theater. And I wanted to say what, but then I didn't want to prolong her. So I just said, I'm Donna Jones. I'm Donna Jones. And I'm the one that talked about being raped. And she said, it's you. And I said, yeah, it's me. And so we did go off and we talked. And then at the church, we had an incident. And I was telling them on what to look for, you know, because you don't know what to look for. You don't know what's going on. And this is the time to start telling our young girls, this, if this happens, you know, we want to hide from it. But if this happens, you get to an adult immediately. And the lady, you know, she cried and cried and cried. I felt like she wanted to talk, but she didn't have that kind of time to tell her, you know, you whatever you went through, speak to God first. I believe that when I spoke to you, that's when God spoke. Because I couldn't understand, why am I telling you my story? Why am I telling you what happened to me? And then I turned around to myself and I said, she's not God. Why am I telling her this? And so it was just, and it came piece by piece. I knew that what was going on, those pieces were breaking up on the inside of me. They were breaking up to keep telling you, and I didn't even want you to leave. I kept saying, why are you here? And you said, well, Donna, we're doing this show. But that's not what I felt on the inside. Why was I breaking up? Especially, why was I breaking up to you? I didn't know you. But God said, I'm breaking you up, Donna. I'm giving you the open door to do this story.
Donna, I will never forget those days that you and I spent talking about your past and uncovering your story as we were trying to figure out what you were going to share that night. And after many hours of talking, and little by little, you shared a little more and you shared a little more. And I remember the day we looked at all our notes on the table and you looked at me and you said, I think this is the story I'm supposed to tell. And I was brought to, that's what she said, for the purpose of, you know, God's giving me permission to share my secret now. And it has been a privilege and an honor to work with you and to hold the microphone and the light and watch you flourish and blossom and open up like this beautiful flower. Like you said in your piece, I mean, you look in the mirror and you see 4'10" of fabulous. And that is what everyone sees. And people don't see what's really going on the inside. But you have broken that mold. Mm-hmm. You have told the universe that it is okay to be a little bit broken and a whole lot of brave.
A whole lot of sassy. And I love that you also shared so much about how much you love your husband and what, because it also says when you are such an awesome package of joy and share a story like that, it says to people who have gone or are going through it, that doesn't mean that life is over. There is still a joyful opportunity ahead. You can move past it. And I think that's what's so special about who you are as a person and then who you are as a couple is such a shining light for people.
I love it because, like you just said, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. I'm going forward. And I'm taking people with me.
Because I'm hanging on to your ankles. I better be coming along.
I'm on the Donna train.
Okay. And I'm so grateful that she stayed with me because I wanted to give up. I was so determined not to do this. But yet now I see that other people, and I'm not talking about just teenagers. People have gone way back like me. 40 years ago, that's what they say, you know, 40 years ago, this happened to me longer. And then now I'm at that point, I'm actually at that attitude of I want to grasp them. I want to catch them, you know, I want to catch them before they get away, because then it's not too ever too late. Never, ever. But I want to get them now where they can be some powerful young women. You know, because that brought out a lot of me the real me, because all that mess that was on the inside was, it was at a bubbling state where I was scared. I was terrified. I mean, I was so terrified of telling this story. And so now that it's out, people want to hear. And I waited 40 years, but it, again, it was prepared for then.
I mean, talk about a buildup. There was not a dry eye in the house. You got a huge standing ovation. You know, there were women cheering you on because you said, you know, the words that people are so afraid to say. And you were so truthful and honest. And thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. And I know that you've been asked to share your story at other community events and at your church. And it's set off a chain reaction in our community.
It was beautiful. So what you couldn't see was I'm looking at you and I see the other speakers behind you and they literally have your back and Aaron Tarr helping. And then the people that were in front of you that you probably couldn't see because of the lights, you could hear a pin drop and you literally were surrounded by people blown away by what you were saying, but loving you and connecting to you. And just being grateful that you were sharing that.
I felt the power of God there. I felt him. I felt him moving from seat to seat. I felt him. And my granddaughter, I mean, she's a crybaby anyway, but she cried all the way through it. But I could feel God moving. And people were, where's Donna Jones? Because I wanted to leave because I was like, I was a mess. Right. I was a mess.
It's an
emotional
experience.
I wanted to leave.
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't want anybody to see me being a mess, but it was not the mess I'm thinking of. It's the mess of, I got rid of the mess. You know, I got rid of it. And to say that I got rid of it, my husband just, he spoils me. You know, real bad. And so now, you know, I look at him and he'll say, don't cry. Don't cry.
Oh.
Because I know I'm spoiled. And but it's something, and it's amazing because I hear other women talking about how long they held on to it. And even in the world, how they held on to it years and years. And I was the one to say, I don't know why they holding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the one that was holding on.
Oh,
I
you
was
mean
talking
before
to
your
myself.
Story? Oh, my gosh.
I used to get so angry that, yes, I know this sounds crazy. I would, why didn't they tell it a long time ago?
You would think that about other women who were sharing their...
I was saying it to myself.
Oh, girl.
I was like, why don't they tell it? And I was talking to myself.
And now that it's done, the story is told, it's out there. What has changed in your world and your experience?
Well, what's really changed in my world is, and I don't know if you'll understand this or not, but just, Donna, you be careful. You be careful. Because you can take it too light, and then you lose. I'll lose somebody, and I don't want to lose anybody. I want to talk to them like a little girl, like me.
Donna, what we learned from you that night in the show is that even when you are keeping secrets or overcoming tragedy, you can choose to live with joy. That is a decision you made a long time ago to always go towards the light, to create a world of joy in your family and in your relationships. And I think anyone who knows you can see how evident that is and how you truly live by that. And so you're an inspiration in so many levels. I want to thank you for being here today, for all the bravery it took to put your story together and to put it live on stage in front of 1,100, 1,200 women. And now I'm beyond grateful that with the She Said Project podcast, we can share your story and the light and inspiration that is Donna Jones with as many women as we can. And your gift just keeps on giving.
Yes.
So thank you. I don't have anything else to add to that, Carrie Rosso.
We'll take a cry break now.
Okay, so all our friends, go find your tissues. We're going to take a moment, and we appreciate you with us today. You know, join us each week as we share another story from the She Said Vault here on the She Said Project podcast.
I thank you for inviting me. I'm so glad to tell it.
Yay.
Thank you,
Yay.
Donna.
Thank you for listening to the She Said Project podcast in partnership with Illinois Public Media. All materials contained in the podcast are the exclusive property of the She Said Project and That's What She Said LLC. For more information on our live shows, go to shesaidproject.com. This podcast was presented by Sterling Wealth Management, empowering women to live their best lives. Learn more at sterlingwealthmanagement.com.